From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump said the diplomatic dispute between Qatar and Saudi Arabia indicates his position against terrorism is paying off. Mr. Trump, who urged Arab and Islamic leaders in Riyadh last month to stamp out extremism, spoke Tuesday with Saudi King Salman, stressing the need for Gulf unity. Monday, Riyadh and five other countries cut ties with Qatar over its support of terror groups like Hamas and Muslim Brotherhood. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Mr. Trump was impressed with Qatar's commitment to fight extremism.
The president had a very, very constructive conversation with the emir during his visit in Riyadh. At that time, he was very heartened by the emir's commitment to formally joining the Terrorist Financing Targeting Center and showing their commitment to this issue.
Qatar also hosts a major U.S. military base. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said more can be done to fight extremism in the region.
I think our relationship with Qatar is one that's strong. It's one that we continue to cooperate with Qatar and other countries in the region in the fight against terrorism. The secretary talked about this today. He said every country in the region has their own obligations and they need to live up to terminate their support for terrorism and extremism, however it manifests itself anywhere in the world.
Regional analyst Stephen Zunis of the University of San Francisco said the diplomatic break among Gulf countries is serious.
Remember that the Gulf Cooperation Council is both a strategic alliance and a common market. So the severing of relations would be the equivalent of members of the European Union and NATO cutting ties with a fellow member.
Qatar's foreign minister Tuesday denied his country's funding terrorism, said Kuwait is trying to mediate the crisis, which threatens to impact global oil and natural gas prices. This is VOA News.